As I mentioned, Premier Doug Ford and his top medical official have moved their scheduled update from 10 minutes from now to about 25 minutes from now. So we'll still carry that. He's expected to talk about his new testing strategy going forward. Maybe he'll even talk about some deadlines to move to the next phase of reopening. I am not counting on that one. But we do have to reopen eventually. If you saw the numbers, the gross domestic product numbers, the retail sales numbers in this country, they're actually a little better than a lot of people thought they'd be, but they're still absolutely dismal. 2009 is the last time we saw anything even close to this. So it's not a pretty picture. And Aaron O'Toole, conservative leadership candidate, he and Peter McKay, two of the leading contenders, have started to talk about their economic plans, how they would jumpstart the economy, which has no doubt been crippled by COVID-19. We have Aaron O'Toole on the line to talk about his plan right now. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Bill.
I've been feeling, and I said this at the beginning of the hour, that people are starting to tune out officials, that maybe now we're moving a little too slowly, especially in cities that are not Montreal and Toronto, that people are getting impatient and they're behaving sometimes in reckless ways because they're kind of over it. They're tired of it. Any thoughts on that before we get rolling here?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think even in my job, I was in Brampton earlier today. I'm in Bowmanville now, and I'm in Ottawa regularly. So I've seen differences in terms of mask wearing in stores, on streets, and there certainly isn't consistency. And some places are more precautious, others are less. So I think that the public education needs to be there because we certainly do have to have reopening, but we have to make sure that distancing and prudence is part of that reopening so that we don't see another set of flare-ups. So there's a lot public officials can do, and I really think some of the mobile testing and Premier Ford's ramping up of that testing capability is real leadership.
All right. Well, I won't spend a lot of time with you talking about how we got here and whether or not we did the appropriate things, although there are some programs specifically I have concerns about maybe we can get to. But overall, let's just accept we are where we are today, and where we are is in huge debt that could get much bigger before this is over. How do you chart a path out of this? Where do you even begin to look at that?
Well, it has to be twofold. You know, we have to wind down a lot of the emergency spending as prudently and as fairly as possible and get the fiscal house back in order. It's going to take years to do that, but if there isn't a clear plan, that's critical. But the second part, Bill, is we need the recovery to be private sector led. We can't have government spending billions and billions by the day. We need to empower the private sector, and that was something that was already lagging under the Trudeau Liberals. You remember just before we shut down, Warren Buffett pulled his investments out of Canada because of the illegal blockades. We saw the tech project canceled in Alberta. That was a $70 billion input to our GDP over several decades. So there were already canaries in the coal mine. We have to make sure that the private sector recovers. And small business particularly is really encouraged to survive and to hire, because two-thirds of Canadians work for a small to medium-sized business, and often that is forgotten.
When I heard from the third local business leader in a week, I thought it was time to start talking about this. Have we painted ourselves into a bit of a corner? And I don't want to be overly critical here either about subsidizing people's wages when they were laid off. Obviously, we had to do that. People had to eat. They had to pay their mortgages or their rents. I understand how we got there. But these local business leaders, Aaron, are saying to me, I can't get my workers to come back now. I need them to come back. And they're saying either one, they're scared to come back, legitimately scared. And so they're being paid at home and they're managing. Or they're simply saying, right now, I'm making money and I'm doing fine. I'm not incentivized to work. Have we painted ourselves into a corner? And if we have, how do we paint ourselves out?
Well, we've been painted into a corner because the Trudeau government got the response backwards. Instead of putting as many jobs into hibernation as possible, getting the wage subsidy, business loans, and rent assistance out, they actually fumbled and screwed up that part of the recovery and put more people, millions more, on the CERB, the emergency response, that should have only been for people whose jobs weren't preserved, Bill. So they got it backwards, and I think studies will show afterwards they've made the problem twice as bad. So people were pushed onto the CERB. Employers at first saw Trudeau talking about a 10% wage subsidy. We have to push him to increase that to 75. There hasn't been a single dime paid out in rent assistance yet, Bill, despite Trudeau's daily little press conference. Some of the stuff he's talked about weeks ago has not happened. And so there's more people unemployed as possible. The other thing we pushed for is that people can make some income on the CERB, and the requalification from the CERB should have come with a requirement to have a letter from an employer. So no sort of structure was put on the program when it was rolled out. Sure, there needed to be urgency, but we needed to ensure that when people could start getting part-time hours back, that they did that, and we could then claw back some of the CERB later on. But the government didn't put those parameters on it, and now there is a negative incentive to take the benefit as long as people possibly can.
Yeah. We're in a minority government situation. I don't have to tell you that. And so if the Prime Minister doesn't keep hiding from Parliament forever, the government could presumably fail over this. So people are maybe very upset about the way it's handled, maybe not. But they're going to be afraid of conservatives like you. They're going to say, look, with the massive deficits that have been and debt that has been run up during all of this, conservatives are going to come in and just cut, 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 cut. Is that what you'd do if you got elected?
No, they should be scared of Mr. Trudeau, Bill, because if he keeps spending up, OAS is at risk. Healthcare is at risk. We want to improve long-term care and work with the provinces. All of these things are at risk when the government's running $250 billion deficit and businesses are leaving. So the Conservatives are actually going to come and save the Canadian prosperity agenda by rashly balancing the budget and getting things in control in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, by slowly making sure we get the fiscal spending under control and focus on employment. The Trudeau government's ideologically against resource development. They don't have a softwood lumber deal. They screwed up NAFTA and tariffs with the U.S. They've actually made Canada less competitive. We will open up and have a private sector-led recovery, Bill. I want to see everyone working. Jagmeet Singh, you know, and his partner Trudeau aren't for working people anymore. It will be the Conservatives that are for working people, and we will be getting the country moving so that we can save the quality of life we all enjoy.
Are you of a mind that when COVID-19 is either under control or gone, that the economic recovery will be a quick one, or do you think it's going to be a long, drawn-out process?
Well, about 2 months ago, in some of my broadcasts through COVID, I started talking about the need for a V-shaped recovery, a quick bounce back. I think the Trudeau government has already bumbled that. They're even being slow on improving testing kits and things like this to help the provinces test and then isolate cases to avoid respread. They've shown no leadership. Thankfully, some premiers have stepped up and really been the leadership during this crisis. So I think now we're looking at more of a U-shaped recovery where we are going to see a drop. I'm very worried about after September, Bill, when the mortgage assistance ends. We saw Evan Siddall, the head of CMHC, warning about that when the CERB program ends.
Yeah, a second round of the virus. I have to let you go, Aaron. Thanks for talking to us.
Hey, anytime. Thank you.
Aaron O'Toole, Conservative leadership candidate. Yeah, we may not get a second round of the virus. Let's hope not.